Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. Today our program is called Old Dances, Old Recordings. Well, the old dances, and we played many of them on this program, go back to really early Renaissance time. We're not delving into some of the medieval dances, but also they're on old recordings, because we recently got hold of a recording, and I have to say, I don't remember, I think I ordered it online from Archive Music. And it's a CD that's made from an early LP. This is from way back to 1972-73. So we're talking about a good many years ago, some 40 years ago, from a recording that was on LPs. And actually, I have to say, I have never heard of this ensemble playing some of this music. And on this CD, there are over 45 dances, many of which, and most of which, really, we did not have in our own collection. Also, we'll be listening to a recording of some of the early music of the Renaissance band and early music ensemble of the New York Pro Musica, which was the organization that really got me interested in early music. We're going to begin with, however, this 1972-73 recording of some of the dance music of the early Renaissance. And all I'm going to say is it begins. We're beginning with a suite of dances. Actually, we have 13 of them. And beginning with Lamento Tristano, which is something that we played many times on the air before. And most of these pieces are by anonymous composers. The name of the ensemble is Ultima Collegium, and the lute player, Konrad Rogoznik, is also the director of the group. Again, this is from 1972 and 1973 on a Polydor early LP, and the suite of dances you hear listening to are 13 of them, and it's referred to as merely Renaissance dance music. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
suite of early Renaissance dances performed by the ensemble called the Ulzimer Collegium under the direction of Konrad Ragosinik. And again, this is a recent CD made from a series of recordings on LP that were way back in 1972 and 73. So these recordings that you're listening to today were performed 40 years ago, which makes them extremely interesting because sounds like the ensembles knew exactly what they were doing, and I would have heard this if I didn't know when it was from, and thought that it was from present day. So I'm amazed that so much of this early music was known way back in 1972 and 73. And appropriately enough, our program is called Old Dances, Old Recordings. Going back to another old recording, this is a recording made from a LP, again, by the New York Pro Musica, under the direction of Noah Greenberg and the assistant director, Lanoue Davenport. Again, I think I mentioned earlier this program that it was a New York Pro Musica that got me interested in early music. They had played down here in New Orleans, I think, three times, and I was just totally overwhelmed with hearing the early music and seeing these performers play on these, which I thought were kind of weird instruments at the time, not knowing that sometime in the future, I would, Musica da Camera would own a fantastic collection of these kinds of instruments. We're going to hear a few dances by Michael Pretorius from the collection known as Terpsichore. Now, we have a street in New Orleans that is called Terpsichore. That's a local name, but the name correctly for this suite of dances, Terpsichore. Terpsichore was the muse of the dance, and hence we listen to these dances. So this suite of dances by Pretorius, by the way, who was a German composer of the 16th century, contains a passamezzo, a galliard, a pavane, a bourré, a courant, and ending with another passamezzo. So we listen to the Renaissance band of the New York Pro Musica under the direction of Noah Greenberg, the founder of the organization. This again is a recording back from the late 1970s.
Thank you.
The New York Pro Musica Renaissance Band, under the direction of its founder, Noah Greenberg, and assisted by the assistant director, Lanu Davenport, and a suite of dances by Michael Pretorius. These dances were from the collection called Terpsichore, Terpsichore being the muse of the dance, and Terpsichore being the name of the street here in New Orleans. Every time I pass the street on St. Charles Avenue, I can't remember whether I should think of it as Terpsichore or Terpsichore. But anyhow, the collection of dances contains over 300 dances, and we heard six of them just now. Our program today is called Old Dances, Old Recordings. The particular recording you just heard is from the late 1970s. We're going back to the early 1970s and listening to the Ulsma Collegium and listening to another suite. So this will be three suites you've heard today. This will be a suite of early Baroque dances, and we'll listen to eight of them. The members of the Ulsma Collegium.
Thank you.
a suite of early Baroque dances by various composers, performed there again by the Collegium Musicum, or rather the Ulzimer Collegium Musicum. And this is a recording made from an LP way back again in the 1970s, either 1972 or 1973. And we also heard on this program music by the New York Pro Musica, under the direction of Noah Greenberg, from another early recording back to the late 70s, and hence our program today was called Old Dances, Old Recordings. The New York Pro Musica was directed by its founder, Noah Greenberg, and assisted by Lanou Davenport, who was the assistant director. Hope you've enjoyed these old dances, and again, I was totally amazed in acquiring this new recording of the Ulzimer Collegium of this dance music of the Renaissance and early Baroque, how contemporary and modern the sound of those instruments are. I had no idea that people were playing the instruments that well in the 1970s. We'll return again to dances at a later program, and hope you had a good time and did not overwhelm yourself with dancing with this music. Some of the music was quite danceable, and we'll see you again next week with some more early music.